Hi guys, today we're going to read Unicorn Magic by Sabrina Gilpson.
Unicorn Magic.
Periwinkle lived in the Forever Forest with her unicorn friends. Every unicorn in the land was born with magic powers. One day, Periwinkle sat on the ground with her friend Birdie. "I'm feeling sad," she said. "I don't think I can do any special."
"I wish I knew my power," sighed Periwinkle to her friend.
Cheer up," tweeted Birdie. "You just need to believe in magic and follow your heart."
These are like plushies, except they use a background. They are plushies, but they use like a little like paper here, and they put lots of stuff.
Early next morning, Periwinkle lobed around Inspiration Grove, where she found Ruby beginning to create the sunshine. "I can't decide how to finish painting the sky," said Ruby. "Birdie told me to believe in magic and follow my heart," said Periwinkle. "Maybe it will work for you." Oh my god, she's doing magic from her horn in the sky to make like animals. Ruby thought for a moment and then took a deep breath and she said, "Paint a beautiful sky."
"I love it," said Periwinkle. "I wish she could discover her own magic."
Periwinkle and Birdie found Perla nearby. On the shore of Reflection Lake, a few puffy clouds hung in the sky overhead.
"I'm not sure my cloud spin power is very magical today," said Perla,
sounding a little troubled. Birdie flapped her wings. Periwinkle smiled and said, "Believe in magic and follow your heart."
Oh my god, look at this, a swan,
a rabbit, an elephant, and a frog.
That's so cool, she could do that.
Perla closed her eyes and animals' clouds billowed and frolicked across the sky.
"I did it!" exclaimed Perla.
"Thank you, thank you." Entering Mellow Meadow, Periwinkle and Birdie saw their friend Marigold.
"I can't decide where to plant up the pretty orange and pink flowers," sighed Marigold.
"I don't think about it. Don't think about it. And just follow your heart," Periwinkle suggested as her horn gave off small corn sparkles.
Oh my god, look.
Oh my god. So cute.
Look, this is a shiny, bright, and growing orange and pink flowers.
Marigold closed her eyes, and the center of the meadow filled with sweet-smelling orange and pink flowers that grew and bloomed.
"Lovely," exclaimed Marigold.
Oh my god, her tears are rainbow because they're unicorns. Periwinkle stopped for a moment.
"Birdie,"
she sniffed, shedding a few tears.
"What if I don't have any magic in my horn?"
"Nonsense," chipped Birdie. "You are the most magical unicorn I know."
Oh my god, still rain with tears. Look at that.
But Birdie said, "Periwinkle, Ruby can paint the sky. Perla can spin animal clouds. And Marigold grows sweet flowers. I can't do any magic."
Just then, Perla, Ruby, and Marigold appeared. "We wanted to thank you for being such a great friend," they rhymed. Periwinkle smiled and joined her friends.
She whispered to them, "I wish I knew my magic powers."
They all cheered, "Believe in magic and follow your heart."
Look, she made a big rainbow.
That's so cool. Periwinkle closed her eyes. Her unicorn horn glowed with magic. A beautiful rainbow attached at the way across the forest.
My magic,
exclaimed Periwinkle. "We just need to believe in ourselves," they cheered. "That's the very best magic of all."
Look at them, they're happy.
The end. And remember, subscribe to my channel and add a thumbs up.